Welcome to the National Association of Realtors Commercial Podcast. This is the forum that features interviews with top commercial experts from across the country, sharing their best practices to help you improve your business.
Welcome to the podcast. This is Alex Ruggieri. My special guest today is Bob Rosenberg. Bob is a founder and president of InvestNet, a Sacramento, California-based high-tech, high-touch commercial consulting brokerage and development firm, which was incorporated in 1980. Bob is involved full-time in commercial real estate nationally. He has a focus on California and Charleston, South Carolina area, concentrating on all aspects of single and multi-tenant net lease facilities and the development of quality projects, including site selection, financing, development, entitlement, sales. Throughout his whole career, he has been actively nationally in CCIM leadership and with NAR Commercial, and has put together teams to accomplish a variety of brokerage development and consulting practices. Welcome to the call, Bob.
Thank you, Alex.
I have known you for several years. We met at a CCIM function, actually.
A syndication.
Yeah, that's right. It was a syndication thing, and it was
Kerber.
Really Gene is a fellow CCIM, and how much fun that was, and I just love the stuff that he teaches. And then we've just kept in touch over the years, and it wasn't too long ago down in Texas, I think we were at, we were talking about this concept that you have of putting together teams to accomplish your goals in commercial real estate. And I thought, ooh, wouldn't that be great for our commercial practitioners? Because I'm always looking for ways where they can increase their revenue, add value for their clients, or make more money. So why don't you tell us how we can do all of that with the idea of creating teams?
Well, first of all, as we both know, that the majority of the practitioners around the country are small companies or independents, or they're different places, and we can't, if we try and follow the code of ethics and everything else, we're supposed to be experts in different areas. So the idea is how do we create the synergy, the template, the different things, so we're not reinventing all the time, so we're able to pull things together, be able to move and hit, and focus on doing the best possible job for the client. And we need to decide when to use them, how to use them, and really, who to put on the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that idea, because if you're going to be doing a project, there are a lot of different expertise that apply to that project. One might be construction. One might be site selection. One might be getting entitlements, working with the city and the planning departments and all of those things. And it's really hard to be an expert at all of those things.
Absolutely. I mean, like, for instance, we'll get into a little bit the selection of the teams, but for instance, when we were doing South Carolina, we had to clear mobile home parks. We had to deal with assembling different parcels. We had to get different wetlands expertise. We had to get different engineers to bring in, and you wanted to watch budgets. And sometimes if you're getting into real construction, you may want somebody that's really on top of that financial, that has the best practices in Excel or in budgeting or in different facets, because you really want to take it to the higher level. And the whole idea is to not do one and one to get one and a half, but to get the three or five or seven and just really move it along. So some of the parameters in selecting your team are really just, making sure you avoid one of the pitfalls, which is a lot of people, they get together and hey, I like that person, I like that person. The next thing you look around the room and you got a team of four or five. Because this can be for brokerage development, for managing property. It can be for different things. I mean, you really apply it in each thing and move it around. But you end up getting all the people with the same skills you have instead of looking at what your weaknesses are or what your strengths are or who has the flexibility on the team to move into the areas that need to be done. Like, for instance, hey, if this guy's doing a really good job on it, let me see if I can take this role over here. And there has to be defined roles and expectations. And, one of the things that we used to do in the CCMs in the 80s, we still use somewhat, and it's still really true, quarterbacking and orchestration. You call it either one. You want to be a sports, you want to be music, or you want to be arts. But really somebody, taking that lead, taking that different thing, roles and being able to do the tough issues. I mean, you have to make sure you're defining those roles and expectations, and then you have to make sure you're holding to them. It's too easy in too many transactions, and we have different people trying to manipulate us, whether it be the, and I don't mean in a negative way, but just, a government has an objective, a community group has an objective, an investor has an objective, a lender has an objective. All these people are in there, and you have to find a way to get them and the CPAs and the lawyers and pull them together and put it in the, and get the boat rowing in the same direction. So you got to get those shared objectives. You got to go out and you need to define some of the roles of what's being done. All too often, what we do is we don't allow enough time on this element because these projects sometimes take time. And if you're going to be a professional, you got to commit to stay with them and stay through the end. And so let's talk about the selecting your team. You got to make sure the people have the same type of values you do. If you don't have them, you're going to be the weakest link. You got to make sure that they're working together and will come up with a shared objective. Like, we like to work along, it's a borrowing term, it's not an original term, but it's really an easy one to use, SMART goals. Yeah, they got to be specific. They got to be measurable. They got to be achievable. They got to be realistic. They got to be timely. And then you got to make sure you're going back and not just giving lip service to it, but you're constantly circling back. You're looking at it. You're looking at, we're meeting on objectives. What are we doing? What's causing it off? Are we able to be correctable? Be realistic, because we can't just go out there thinking, we're going to accomplish this because we want to accomplish it. And the second thing I think is really putting your basic courtesies in there. That's everything from, I don't want to beat you and me on my team, and I can't find you for a week or two. Oh, you got to set up what the time frame are. Now, if you want to go, if you're going to go on a cruise and you're going to be gone for a week, fine, we plan that. But don't tell me the night before or just disappear. Don't work on those type things. And how do you when you're doing these things, you got to come up with the rules, the expectations, what skills you have. Like, one of the things when we did the Mexico team, we had five of us from around the country together, CCIMs, and one was on a Mac and four were on the other. We found out we were wasting too much time just getting their files readable and moved over, and then you're chasing them and getting them on the same page. You got to all be on the same page. You got to understand how to save your files, what order to put them in, what tools you're going to use. For instance, are you going to use Dropbox? Are you going to all use it the same way? Or are you going to find another shared type file? There's one person, or are you going to use, one of the things under CCIM we have right now is REI-wise. They have a place where you can put up a lockbox and put all your stuff. I know Spurry Vanessa, you have those type things. NAI, different companies. Yep. So you put somebody that's a keeper of that and make sure it's current. It's not older stuff. So, those are some of the areas that we're really focusing in on trying to get the stuff together. And, one of the advantages of the CCIMs, of working with the SORs, you've got 1,000 markets or more. So you can reach different areas. They may not know the first person, but they know somebody else that might be a 1 degree or 2 degree of separation versus a 5 or 6. And you have to pick and choose which projects you're going to work on, who your target office audience is. What makes it compelling? Why should they use you? What are you going to provide? Are you providing value? Because if you're not providing value, you're not providing benefits, do you really belong at the table on that one?
Yeah, I think of my partner, Jerry Ramshaw. The guy is a savant when it comes to due diligence. I mean, he can go through documents and pour over them and find the things that we need to have in place and make sure that all the files are, properly organized and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm more like a people person, where I do really well building relationships and leveraging those relationships to help us achieve our goals. And those are two totally different skill sets. I'm not good at sitting down looking at all of the paperwork. And so you really do need to, make sure that the people that are on the team have the skill sets that are complementary and not competitive.
Right, and accountable. You got to be accountable. I mean, there's just nothing will replace accountability when it comes down to it. And it shouldn't be a question. It shouldn't be, well, one of my pet peeves is people that are accountable every time, but when they need to be. I mean, you just got to really focus on that. And we find that. We all run into those things. We run into them. We run into people we shouldn't be doing business with. Our object is we can't do business with everybody, Alex. We got to pick who and where. And we put these teams together. I mean, one of the things that we specialize is in probably moving from big picture detail, and trying to focus and bring people together. Like we say, hey, you happen to have a project and you think it's half there, maybe we can help bring in the other facets of it, or we know where to go. Like, for instance, the CCIM has a publishing of all the different designees and all the different places. So is SIOR. The biggest fallacy, people think that's there for people to call them. No, it's there so you can use it to go out and call. You make the call. You go reaching for what you need. Go figure out where you need the skills. And when we did the air cargo facilities here, and we put a bunch of CCMs together around the country to bring in these type of skills and to bring the type teams together. When we went into, like I said, Charleston, we worked through the state certified site thing. I wish we had that in California. We could use it. I mean, we are creating the jobs, in California and Texas and Florida and these states. But we got to be competitive. We got to keep using those best practices.
Yeah, and the wonderful thing about networking with CCIM and SIOR is everybody has at least a baseline, speaks the same language, and understands the same concepts. And then you can go beyond that and qualify people for their expertise. And generally speaking, if you're dealing with somebody who's got their CCIM or their SIOR, there's a certain level of quality and education. That you're getting, and that's very, very helpful to start out with.
And the same with the CPM and IRM or the CLS and some of the different designations, ICSC, and there's great people in ULI. There's just really good organizations. So what I'd say is set your standard high and work it down. It's a lot easier to move it around and adjust it from there than it is to try and push it up after.
Yeah, and the whole idea of this, of putting these teams together, is to help you get your project's done, your client's project's done, and that is where you're going to increase your income, you're going to add value in the marketplace, and your book of business is going to increase. And that's why I think it's just a wonderful thing to be able to do, is put these teams together. And I really am glad that we had a national expert like yourself come on and talk to us a little bit about it. Someone not only has talked about it, but has done it and has a long track record of success. We're running out of time. What would you say if they were to take away nothing else from this call, what are the three things that people should remember the most about putting together teams?
Well, one, allow enough time in planning. One of the biggest mistakes is we never quite allow enough time. And then so you don't have a chance to pre-plan, pre-do, and do all the different steps and put them together. And then get into number two, have clearly defined responsibilities and benchmarks and standards and hold them accountable. Be the quarterback. Be the orchestra leader. Be the tough decisions. Watch out that you're not just finding yeses. You've got to also take the time to find out why this won't work. You should find it before other people do. And the third thing, which I always think is the hardest thing in all the business, learn who not to do business with. There's some people you just aren't going to do if they don't have the same standards. They're going to get you, or they're going to do the other part, or you're wasting your time. We only have so much time for our family, or what's important to us, what we want to do on our own account, etc. But while you're investing in yourself, only work with those who you really want to do business with.
Oh, I love that. I love that. It took me a while to learn that, because I would say, I want to really work with this person. Really. And then I find, trying to convince this person to work with me and this, that, and the other thing. And I realize, that may not be the way to go, because there are so many people out there that want to work with you. And there are so many people that you really have a great relationship with. As you pointed out, time is the one commodity that we're all given the same amount. We don't have any more, any less. and it goes fast. And so if you're going to be marking time on the planet, why not mark time on a planet with somebody that you like and somebody that you trust, somebody that shares your values and is going to help you achieve your goals, and you're going to help them achieve your goals, and all boats rise with the tide. There's so much wisdom in what you just said.
And have fun doing it.
Amen. And let's not forget to have fun doing it. Well, believe it or not, we're at the end of our time. Bob, I just can't thank you enough for being on our call today, sharing your expertise with our commercial practitioners out there. I'm sure they'll get a lot out of it. And I so look forward to seeing you again. I'm sure in our travels we'll cross paths, and I look forward to that. And if anybody wanted to get in touch with you, how could they get some more information?
Bob, B-O-B-R, at investnnn.com or 916-929-6310.
Fantastic. Bob Rosenberg, thanks for being on the call today.
Thank you, Alex.
Thanks for being with us on the National Association of Realtors Commercial Podcast, the place for you to learn the best practices from the best commercial experts in the country.